This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke, and do you mind me asking, what is your relationship status? And I mean your relationship with America. Three Seattle artists are asking that question on this 4th of July week, and we asked you, what's your relationship status with the USA?
This is Kenny in Seattle. If I was married to America, I would divorce her and marry her better-looking, nicer, more personable, younger sister, Canada.
Okay, thanks, Kenny. Kenny's open to another relationship. That is just one person who called in when we asked you about your relationship status on Independence Day week. And our phone number, you can call us right now and join us. We're going to talk with the three Seattle artists putting on this event in Pioneer Square. Our phone number is 206-543-5869, 206-543-5869. So this Seattle event is happening on Thursday at Flutter Studios in Pioneer Square. And it is called My Bay, America. More about the word bay in a moment. The creators of the event are Kamari Bright, Rohena Khan, and Mintwab Zamandim. And they are with me now. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
What'd you think of Kenny's take on your question?
Very interesting. Totally agree.
Yeah? Oh, really? You're open to moving on. Why did you ask this question in this art exhibit? Why is a personal relationship a useful analogy for an art event?
I think in looking at all of the events that have been happening, specifically in the African-American community, it was important for me to examine what we're doing. I think a lot of times as citizens, we just kind of accept things as they are. The structures that are there, we just take them.
Mm-hmm.
And we also kind of imagine America as the end-all, be-all. And for certain populations, it's not the best place that we can be. And I just wanted to get people to think about if this is what you want, or if this is the place for you, if this is the relationship that you want for your life, for your children and your grandchildren.
Why did you choose relationship? And do you just mean romantic relationship? Because now you're opening it up into almost a parental, bigger family relationship.
I framed it in the aspect of romantic relationships because I think that that is something a lot of people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And it also changes the dynamic from person to institution to person, which we can grasp a little easier, especially when we think about taking action against something. If you're dating somebody that you just don't like, there's no way you're going to stay with them for years and years and years. But for some reason, when the dynamic is different, when it's person to institution, we just kind of never think about leaving as an option the way
or improving the relationship too. Right. Yeah.
And
the event is called My Bay America. Let's talk about Bay. Rohena, what is Bay?
Bay stands for before anything else. But as millennials usually use the word, Bay is short for baby, your loved one, your partner, your significant other.
Yeah.
And through this exhibition, we're pretty much exploring our personal relationships with America. And for the past month, I mean, for the past year, I think 6 months or so, we've been working on the show. We've been meeting every month and we were struggling so hard. We didn't know which aspect to face first. How are we going to portray it? And it was pretty much the same things we would discuss in every meeting. What are we going to do? This is so hard, guys. Are we doing this?
Right. My Bay America, Bay, Babe, before anyone else, your relationship. The event is coming up on Thursday, and we asked you to tell us if it were a romantic relationship, how would you characterize your relationship? And we have a call from Cynthia in Finney. Cynthia, thanks for giving us a call. What's your relationship status with this country?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, sorry. I am married to America, and I love America, and I am going to help America continue to be strong and get out from under the clutches of a bad family that's trying to tell America what to do.
Who's America's bad family?
The current administration.
I see. Okay, so America's under the influence, and you love America and want to help it to flourish.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Cynthia. You know, we're talking about relationship status, and if you go to Facebook, you could see I'm married. I'm single. I'm in a civil union. Sometimes it's complicated. Mintwab, what would you say is your relationship status with America?
I would definitely say it's complex. There's obviously opportunities that come living in America, but it's at a cost. I would say it's definitely bittersweet. A lot of people who have migrated here as an Ethiopian immigrant, you obviously come here for better opportunities, but then you're not exposed to the harsh realities of what America was built on, who it's exploiting, who it's continuing to oppress. So it's definitely complex. There are good sides in terms of we're able to create our own communities and thrive, but there's also the side of, I mean, it's a toxic relationship. So I guess it would just be a complex relationship is how I would describe it.
Rohanna, you're an immigrant to America. What's your relationship status?
Just like Mintwab, my relationship with America is very, very complex. I've been here on and off 7 to 8 years, and we face common struggles. Mintwab and I were children of freedom fighters, as in our parents, our dads, both of our dads fought wars to get us liberty, and eventually we both came here. And
you came from Bangladesh?
I immigrated from Bangladesh, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a similar experience. I embrace the freedom I get here in being myself, in expressing myself in any way I want to. However, on the flip side as well, there is the Bangladeshi in me who is shut down to facilitate this assimilation process. And it's complex, but, you know, all in all, though, it is my bae. And that's like any relationship. It's there's just so many layers to it.
America is your bae. You're in it.
I'm in it for sure.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear from you because we're all called to think about our relationship with America, especially 4th of July week. So I'm talking to you, KUOW listener. We're thinking about it in this frame right now. Let's say it's a romantic relationship. What is your relationship status? And I'd like to hear from you, by the way. Our phone number is 206-543-5869, 543-5869. And we're talking with the three Seattle artists who have put up this exhibit. This event is Thursday in Pioneer Square, and they're asking about your relationship status. I'd like to hear from you if you are happily married with Seattle. If you are you engaged with America? Maybe are you in a blissful domestic partnership with America, a peaceful civil union? Maybe you're in your honeymoon period with America. I'd like to hear your take. We are talking about the idea of putting on a relationship event. Mintwab, what are some of the reactions you've gotten to the event when you talk with friends?
I think it makes people reflect. It just makes it more tangible when we think of America in terms of as a person. And like Kamari had stated earlier, not so much as an institution, and then being able to relate that to everyday life. It just makes it much more real, and people are able to reflect on their existing relationships among family and friends, and if it were a person, would we allow that to exist? And so it definitely makes people question their relationship and whether they want to continue pursuing it.
Kamari, what are you calling, when you talk about your relationship with America, what are you calling America? The Constitution, the Congress, its president, the media, your city? You're in a relationship with what in your mind?
I think when I reference America, I'm referencing all of those things. So that's our government, our media, our foreign policy, like the way that we show up in the world is what I'm referring to as America.
Hmm. Because we're obviously focusing a lot of attention on Republicans control Congress, and we have a Republican chief executive. But, you know, more Americans voted for Hillary Clinton, for example, than Donald Trump in this election.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder who you think, how do you decide what the personality of America is?
I think it comes down to actions. I don't really subscribe to Republican versus Democrat. I think it's just a kind of means of division. At the end of the day, it really depends on what your actions will be. There was a point in time where Democrats weren't as helpful to the common man as Republicans were. And now the roles have kind of changed. So I think it's just really a flexible, what's the word I'm looking for?
Flexible identity? Or?
Yes, identity. And so that doesn't hold very much weight to me. But at the end of the day, I want to see what actions come out of this country. And that's what I consider to be America. We are the things that we do.
Hmm. And Rohanna, what's your goal with the exhibit? Is it to argue your point of view? Is it to show a diversity of opinions, of the relationships people feel?
The way I approached it is because there are just so many things I want to address about my relationship with America. I decided on doing different pieces that highlight different things that are relevant to my personal relationship with America. So, for example, one piece is about my identity, my self-identity. What is it like when I am here? What is it like when I go back to Bangladesh? The common thread between those two things is that I, like most immigrants, I always feel like I don't belong. I never fully belong here. I never fully belong there. Hmm. So that's one aspect. Another aspect is I was raised Muslim. My family is still Muslim, and they may not have the same freedoms we do. What is that relationship like as well? I wanted to explore that. Beyond that, I also wanted to explore some incidents that are POC related.
People of color.
For example, I did a painting on Colin Kaepernick because I personally, when I'm thinking about America, my bay as a person, that is what I'm envisioning. You know, someone who is going to stand up and speak up. But however, that someone is also punished by society for doing so.
We're talking about the event that's coming up on Thursday at Flutter Studios in Pioneer Square. And the event is called My Bay America. Talking about bay, meaning your significant other. And America's significant to you in a lot of ways, like it or not. Some good, some bad, some great. We're asking, what is your relationship status? Imagine you're on your Facebook. There's the relationship status line. It's complicated. Well, you decide. You fill in that blank. What's your relationship? We asked you to call us, and we got this call from Anne in Bellevue about her relationship status with America.
Hi, this is Anne calling from Bellevue. And America, I think we need to have a talk because I think we're on the edge of a really bad breakup, and I wish I could say it's me, it's not you, but it is you. I don't know if we share the same values anymore. And lately, your actions aren't actions that speak of love and commitment and what I really want. But I'd like us to work with a therapist first. I think we could get some help because we are committed and we are in this together, and the breakup's going to be really messy. So I think a therapist could help us figure out new ways to communicate. Maybe we need to think about an open relationship, but I'd like to make it work. Thanks, America.
Anna's really in it with America, willing to do the work.
Yeah.
What was that, Kamari?
I said, I love it. Thank you, Ann.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and come back with a couple of listener calls. I just want to, since we're talking about therapy, I remember a couple's therapist telling me I can't depend on another person for my happiness.
Right.
Can you apply that to your relationship with America? Should you be looking to America to make you happy, to satisfy your desires?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think as Black people, we definitely haven't relied on America to provide us these opportunities. We're creating our communities where you can refer to Black Wall Street, you know, making sure that you're providing the resources for your neighbor, building businesses, you know, educating yourself, educating your community. I think that's one way that we've relied on ourselves to be able to create thriving communities where we're relying on ourselves and not just putting our fate in America. So I think that's one way to think about it.
And if you are in a relationship with America that maybe it's more positive, if you've got the flag out on the porch, this week for the 4th of July, and you want to tell us about your blissful marriage with America, or maybe it's you're just starting out together on the road to a relationship, or you're still in your honeymoon period, we're taking your calls at 206-543-5869, 543-5869. We are talking with the artists who created the show at Flutter Studios in Pioneer Square, My Bay, America. This is Kamari Bright, Rohana Khan, and Mintwam Zamadim, and we are going to take a couple of your phone calls in just a moment. What is your relationship status? And I'm talking about your relationship with the United States of America. Our phone number is 206-543-5869, 543-5869. Our social media producer, Bree Ripley, is here watching our Facebook page. Bree, got a couple of relationship statuses?
I sure do.
Let's get that microphone on for Bree. Go ahead.
I sure do. Jen on Facebook says, right now, America is the abusive partner that you wish you could leave. Financially, it's unworkable, and anyway, you're afraid that separating would give him more leverage to hurt and manipulate the kids. Wow. Eric on Facebook says, if I were dating someone who went crazy and turned into a Nazi, I'd have to call it quits. Oh, Canada, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, Canada, what are you doing this weekend? Thanks for that. Let's get a call now from David in Seattle. David, you're on KUOW. Thanks for calling. What's your relationship status?
Well, yeah, I would agree with many other callers. I think it's very complicated right now. It's like a very long-term relationship that something happened about a year or two ago, and it's like my partner experienced some sort of traumatic or health episode or something that completely changed the personality, and I've been working with it for over a year now. There's a lot of work. It's very stressful, and I'm not sure I can continue. I feel like this might be the end.
How are you working with your partner, David?
You know, it's tough. It's communication. It always, you know, every good relationship comes down to communication, I think, and working through the tough times. And that's not unusual. But this feels different than just the normal cyclical parts of a relationship, the ups and downs and talking through some tough times. This feels like a complete personality change or disorder. And that my partner has special needs now that I just don't know that I can fulfill, that I have the strength and the fortitude to do so, because I don't necessarily see that my partner is going to make it out of this and come back to being a kind, compassionate, person. And so I'm trying to communicate, but it's really tough because there's a huge portion of my partner that just isn't listening.
David, I wish you the best for you and your partner. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day. Our guests are the artists Kamari Bright, Rohana Khan, Mintwam Zamadim, and they have put up this event where they're asking you your relationship status with America. It's happening on Thursday in Pioneer Square at Flutter Studios, and it's happening right now on KUOW, and we have a call from V in Redmond. V, what's your relationship status, please?
Hi. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, first I would say that I expect any relationship that I'm in to be one that I enter willingly and one that is built on equality and power between us. And I don't feel that I have that in this relationship. I didn't enter it on purpose, and I certainly feel like it has much more power over me than I do over it. You know, I vote, I go to protests, but it keeps hurting me.
When were you ever in love? When were you ever happily in love with America?
Oh, gosh. I mean,
that's a classic relationship therapist question, is to remember love. Yeah. Like, to paint that. When were you in love?
Well, my relationship with America has been colored from the beginning, from the fact that they interned my family. And it's kind of, I don't know, I guess I love it here because I've never been anywhere else.
So what are you doing? How are you working with your partner, V?
Well, I'm just doing the best that I can. And as I said, I'm voting and I'm trying to speak to America, trying to get through to them, trying to listen to anything that I have to say, and we'll see how that goes.
V, we'll see how it goes. Thanks very much for the call, and good luck for you and your partner. Kamari Bright, do you love unconditionally?
I do not. I actually don't believe in unconditional love.
Tell me about that. That's certainly something we talk about. It's a common value, right? Unconditional love.
It is. I've never really understood it. I think most people love conditionally. Most of the time, the condition is that you treat them well. I don't know anyone who loves someone past maltreatment, continued maltreatment at that. So that's not really something I subscribe to, I guess.
Rohanna or Mintwab, do either of you love unconditionally?
I think for me, it's a bit more complicated because I don't believe in giving up on my country, Bangladesh, and neither would I give up on America. So I won't call it unconditional, but I will say, you know, I'm there for America because America needs me.
What if it's if it is conditional that you need to be treated a certain way, how is America treating you better than any other relationship you were in before?
Like I said, the kinds of freedoms I do experience here.
What's an example of that?
One example is religious freedom. I don't have to subscribe to a religion. I'm not judged because I don't have a religion or I don't believe in it or any. So that's one aspect. The, you know, there are, of course, other aspects too, like the opportunities that are that I have here in, say, in work. For example, in advertising, America sets the benchmark for the world in advertising. So America gives me opportunities. Yes, it is very hard. It is a struggle. We're all chasing the American dream, which we all know it is just a dream. In reality, it's very, very hard day to day. And for some people, it's not even achievable. And through the show, we want to explore more of that as well.
The show is My Bay, America, and it's happening Thursday in Seattle. We have a phone call from Harold in Ballard. Harold, what's your relationship status, if I may be personal?
Well, it's a satisfied long-term relationship. As in any relationship, we've had our falling out periods and we've had our reconciliations. I travel a lot. In fact, I just came back from 6 weeks in Nepal, and a lot of Americans don't know how bad it can be in other parts of the world. As your previous caller stated, we have lots of freedoms here that I don't think most people appreciate. We have a freedom to turn on a kitchen faucet and drink the water. We have the freedom to go to school where we want. We worship as we want or don't worship. We have nice roads. You know, we bitch about the potholes, but compared to many places in the world, it's fabulous. We have problems, as most countries do. They're not insurmountable. We need to work together to help solve them rather than work in our own little echo chamber and tear it down rather than build it up. So that's my point of view.
Harold, thank you for that. That's where we'll end. Does anyone want to respond to that? There's physical comforts here. I've traveled as well, and I've seen a lot of bigotry abroad. How do you respond? Harold's in a long-term satisfied relationship.
Yeah, I definitely think that's interesting. I think you can still appreciate the opportunities that are provided and still be critical about the relationship that exists. It doesn't take away from your appreciation of the opportunities that you've been provided. I think we also have to take a look at the history of America and how that's influenced and oftentimes robbed other countries, and the state that they're in is oftentimes a result of America's influence and policies against those countries. So I would say being self-reflective would be important.
Our love is complicated. That is Mintwab Zamadim with Rohanna Khan and Kamari Bright, the organizers of an event Thursday at Flutter Studios in Pioneer Square. My Bay, America, they're asking you, what is your relationship status? We're thinking about this on Independence Day week. I want to thank all three of you. Great idea. Thanks for putting it on. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.